You know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you now. Let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right, and everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we thank God that we can feel the Spirit of God. God is in this place. If you haven't felt him yet, it's something about you, not God. The other side of salvation, the cross side, the suffering side, the side that nobody run after. Most of us run from it. Most of us compromise to keep from going in it. But Jesus said, you can't be my disciples, and one of his scriptures, except you take up your cross. Not by the week. Not by once a year. But daily. And follow me. Luke 9 and 22, that first verse, saying the Son of Man must suffer. Not few things, but many things. And not only suffer many things, but he's going to be rejected of the elders, chief priests, and strive and be slain, and be raised the third day. You can't keep him down. Through all of this suffering, all of this rejection, through all the characters that plan on doing it to him, they carry power. But he's still going to get up the third day. And we're going to skip down to 26. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my word, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. A lot of folks not only ashamed of him, but they are ashamed of his word. Shame of his word. They don't want his word. So sometimes they change his word because they are ashamed of it. They skip his word and add their word because they are ashamed. I have a substripture I want to read like I did last Sunday, if you will. Because we're talking about persecution and suffering. And that's 2 Timothy 4 and 12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall Everybody say, shall suffer persecution. That's a guarantee. That's a promise. Listen now, shall suffer persecution. It's something strange about this thing. Now, when you look at it, look what's going to bring on the persecution. Godly living. That's strange. Somebody going to bother me because I'm living godly. Somebody going to lie on me because I'm living righteous. Somebody going to dig a ditch for you because you're living holy. Ain't that strange? Look like, everybody said look like. Look like God got it turned upside down. I said look like. But he got it like he want to have it. And that's a strange thing. I'm going to get something else here. A strange thing. Notice who going to persecute Jesus. Not the folks in the world. These folks are religious. Now, what you think about us?
Religious folk.
That's right.
That's not nothing new, but I just got on this series. I've been told y'all, you know, well, they bother me. Well, I'm going to Lulu Church. Go on over there. He over there too. If that's what you're running from. That's one thing I love about my Jesus. Again, that he don't have fine prints. He got it plain where everybody can see it. But we don't preach about it. We don't teach about it.
Go ahead.
Here's something every day going to happen to us, and we don't say nothing about it. It's a daily thing. Following Jesus, you're going to catch hell. That's daily. But why don't we preach about it? Why don't we teach about it? We don't want to hear it.
Go ahead, brother.
That means some of you can't take nothing.
Go ahead, Pastor.
But watch this now. See, now, but after you have learned and been taught now, I know. When I haven't done nothing to nobody, but they put my name out there on a scatter line, man, and not for me to get mad. Instead of getting mad when I didn't know no better, I'm blessed. So when you know you're blessed, walk like you're blessed. Stop walking with your head all down because somebody talking about you. Hold your head up, you blessed. They don't want to cuss, you bless.
All right.
I say after you learn. See, when you don't know no better, you go home and wet your midnight tears. No, no, your pillow with midnight tears. What the devil care about you wet your pillow with midnight tears? The devil ain't got no sympathy for you.
No sympathy.
It's too broad and we ain't saying nothing about it. From Genesis to Revelation. And Jesus stepped on the scene and said, it's a daily.
All right.
Caught hell yesterday. I got to get tomorrow yet. Tomorrow too. Well, Lord, when am I have a vacation? Ain't no vacation.
That's right.
No vacation. Yeah, sometimes you go think you're in a good safe place. That's where hell is broken loose right there.
All right.
Always. always remember this, my brothers and sisters, where peoples are, the devil there. So it got to be taught where you can know it for our good. That got next to me. He got next. I just looked at that thing now. It because of godly living. Yeah. Wonder why? That's a good question, ain't it? It because of godly living. Watch this now. A godly life exposes ungodly life. A godly life, a man that lives righteous. When you get next to unrighteous, he showed up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell it. Tell it.
Righteousness ain't going to jump on him, but unrighteous will jump on me.
All right.
Because he don't want to be seen unrighteous, but he go and say he righteous. But when he get close to righteousness, you see the unrighteousness is in him. He go up on the name of being a Christian, but when unrighteousness, you get there and show him up, he get mad with the one show him up. I'm on him visiting unrighteous. But he said he righteous. You don't care to be, buddy. But he said he right, but I'm visiting righteous. He said he got the name of being a Christian. But now when I get leave, now he gonna trip me up. Boom. Because unrighteous got mad with righteousness. You better listen at me. See, a lot of times we think we saved or safe when we get around a lot of church folks. I know I'm at home.
Yes, sir.
So we think everybody come to church saved. Everybody come to local churches are not slain. They go under the name of being saved. But when righteous show up, then they can see their unrighteousness. They get mad with righteousness. And then they lie on you and talk about you to make folks hate you. They the problem. You're not the problem. They the problem. And you get scared and go home and cry. Well, I'm about to get happy now. But I don't learn better now. I said, I don't learn better. I thought about something. If God be for me, who can be against me? If the Lord is on my side, who can harm me? Everybody said, bless his holy name.
Yes, sir.
When you got to know this stuff. Too many Christians wetting their pillows with midnight chills. Started getting home, started shouting, you crying. Too many good Christians come to church because it'll hurt some about them with their head all down. Scared to shout. Scared to say hallelujah. Oh boy. Can I say this? Oh boy. When you got it, you just got it. Don't let nobody take it away from you.
you. And even to sing the song, they ain't gonna let nobody take my praise. Yeah, they'll come at your praise. If you don't know no better, they'll get your praise. They ain't got nothing to say, that's their business. If they ain't got nothing to praise God for, that's their business. But if you live godly, the devil gonna follow you. Everywhere you go, the devil got somebody assigned to you. You better wake up and study the Bible. You better study God's word. Devil got some ungodly FBIs. Some FBIs never been born again. So that's what happened. And especially those who are living hypocritical lives in the local church. They religious and they are worldly. Cause you live for Christ. Oh boy. Cause you live godly. They gonna talk about you. You show them up. They go to them under the name of being godly, but when it comes down to the real thing, they are phonies. A lot of folks in church, I don't heard them saying that to the man. It don't take all that. That's for you, it don't take. You don't know what it takes for me. You didn't wake me up this morning. You, don't about to get happy now. You don't know where I come from. You don't know what I've been through. So when I come in here, you just leave me alone. I know what I'm doing. See, that's what's wrong with so many preachers, pastors. They're scared to bring up this stuff. It's in the church.
Tell it me.
It's in the church. It's in the local church.
Go ahead, Reverend. God bless you.
Only me. Preach the word.
Sometimes they think they're hurting you when they don't want to pay you no attention. They the one got a problem.
Go ahead.
Don't let them get your attention. When the doctor said, you can't get well. Can I use that boy?
Go ahead.
Work it.
Nurses have done all they can do for you. Tried all that medicine. You've been out of church 3 months. Oh, how much. And God let a holy angel come through it and touch your body. You ain't been to church in 3 months. They come in jumping. The fight things some of them devils gonna say, it don't take all that. It don't take it for you. God brought me. If you know God done brought you, you ought to give God some glory and some praise. See, you may not need him now, but you're going to need him after a while. You may be doing fine and well, but one day you're going to need Jesus. You better give him glory while you can.
need him.
I declare you're going to need him. I declare you're going to need him.
You're right, God.
Go ahead, Devin. You're going to need him.
Yeah, yeah.
Let him make fun of you.
Yeah.
God looking at everything. He watches everything. He knows the heart of every man. So these religious folks, they give folks hell. Some of them never been born again. Some of them just don't know no better, but some of them never been born again. Religious. And Paul said, you're going to suffer. See, instead of repenting, the one that lying on you and talk about you and digging ditches for you and fighting you and turning God's word around. What happened, they want to destroy you. But don't let them destroy you. You got to stand still because you showed them up. Let them persecute you. Let them despise you. And let them say all evil against you falsely, but stand still and live continually godly. Because he said it right there. Paul said, you're going to suffer persecution if you live godly. Thank God for Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Always remember, yes. In your affliction, yes, sir. When you're going through with them, okay. Remember this one thing. They afflicting not you, but Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all hear what I said? Yes, see, they not lying on you, they lying on who? Christ. Always remember, have your faith in him. Trust in him. And go through what God put out there for you. He ain't going to put you out there if you can't go through with it. You just got to hang in there. Don't throw your hand up and give up. Just hang in there. God ain't going to put it on you if you can't go through with it. Hey. Let's be talked in the church. It need to be talked about in the church. Yeah. Yeah. Folks out there, still a man here. He said, he know he may not like you. He's like, no, I don't care about you. Yeah. You do know it.
All right.
Don't think that about folks in church. They hug you.
Uh-huh.
And trust to kiss some of you.
Uh-huh.
God can deal with them better than he could folks inside the church sometimes.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you, I can't stand him. That's his holy name. She thinks she's something, all that kind of junk. But you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, what you suffer for, you suffer for because you is a associate with Christ. We associate together. They don't like it. They don't like for you and Christ to walk. Talking, grin and laugh, you know. They don't like that. So they want you to be like them. Don't you be like them. I'm going to tell y'all this again because it's in the family.
All right.
It's in the family. And a lot of times, family members, I'm going to get to it before I get through with the series now. How family members hate one another.
All right.
I'm talking about come out the same womb. Can't stand one. And that's it.
Yes, sir.
Can't stand one another.
Yes, sir.
I done been to some family boys. You don't want to believe it. How family members hate one another like cats and dogs. Both of them belong to churches. And it's in the Bible. Right here in the Bible. give me strength. You keep on coming. You'll get to it. I'm going to let you see it.
That's right.
Sometimes you're sleeping with a devil. Don't even know it. Bless his holy name. But my brothers and sisters, Paul telling us, if God can give us enough for grace to suffer, can give him enough of grace to suffer, he's going to give us enough to suffer.
Yeah.
I mean, to go through with it.
Yeah.
See, he promised to put no more than we can what?
Yeah.
Don't you never think God done left you because you're going through your trouble. You stand right there and stand still.
Yes,
like I said on last Sunday, and see how God going to fix it.
Yes,
if you crazy enough to have faith in God, you'll see God work a miracle right before the eye.
Yeah.
Don't take up and run. Stand still. When you stand up for right and righteousness, stand still.
Mama.
God will fight your battle if you just keep still. Yeah. Get your Bible a minute. Watch old Paul talk. Look at Philippians 4, Brother Luster. 11 through the 12th verse. Oh, y'all think I'm joking. Preaching this, helping me. Y'all hear what I said?
Yeah.
Folks in the radio land need to know this stuff. Because folks ain't saying nothing about it.
You're right.
That's right. My Lord.
You're right.
Saying nothing about it.
My Lord.
Read that, Luster.
Not that I speak in respect of one.
Yeah.
For I have learned.
Lord Almighty.
In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content.
Notice now, notice. Notice, it's a learning thing.
Yeah.
See, when you go through it, watch this now. See, God first will put you, let you go over a little stream.
Yeah.
All right, yes, sir.
Because we used to be afraid. A little, y'all know what a little stream, a little ditch, you would find a little minnows in it, Carl Jackson and thing, you know. In a little stream, You know, you was afraid of that. You know, but now, you know, God, you got a little something wrong with you, something happened to you. You stepped over that.
Uh-huh.
God of mine. Learning. Yeah. Now you got to a ditch. A little bigger.
Yeah.
And you hollered enough, he let you got through that.
Uh-huh. All right, yeah. Yeah. Hollered enough.
I hear you, man.
Crying enough, he brought you over that. Now you got to a lake. Always remember this, my brother and sister. The one that on the branch, the one that on the little ditch, he on the lake. What we are afraid of, God walk on this stuff. Now we don't got to a lake. Stop and think. Before you throw your hands up, that same God that brought me over that little ditch, over that little pool, I mean, he on the lake. And when you learn, now you're learning. I don't learn now how to get across lakes. Paul said, what? I have what? Learn. Now here come an ocean. He on the ocean. Stop throwing your hands up. Go to God. God can tell the lake, he can tell the ocean, he can tell the river, be still.
Go ahead.
It's a learning thing. That means I came through the little baby thing. Well, you can learn because of the most stuff on down the road. Yeah. God got some more stuff for you. You better try to get through these little ones. Well, there's more down the road. Yeah, you got over the lake, now you're bragging. Oh, you better make sure you learn something now. Come on down the road. If you grow, you got to take some more tests.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir, Pastor.
Bless his holy name. Like Peter, them, they thought they had it, but they had it. You know, Peter, he had none, though. Water got all boasted up there, started getting all in the ship and everything. And, But it was got cool and easy to hear Jesus walking on water.
Yeah.
All right,
man. My Lord.
Yeah.
God Almighty. Walking on water. Ain't that something? They were afraid of water. You were too, I reckon. Wait. I would too. But how can the water not come all in the ship? They got afraid of water. They watched it now. Now here Jesus said, be still.
Uh-huh. All right.
He didn't wrestle with no water.
No.
Shh.
What you say?
Reverend.
All right. Yes, sir.
Hush.
What you say?
It got to obey God. And what they was afraid of, Jesus was walking on it.
Uh-huh.
And if he can walk on water,
yes, sir.
Lord, who don't want to follow Jesus? This the kind of faith God wants us to have. Have faith in me. If I brought you way back, y'all, I'm still here. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still present. So you got to what? Learn. And whatsoever state I am in. That's all he said. Where will be what?
My Lord.
Don't get all frustrated. Be what? Cause I have what? So he's teaching us. So he when you go through your trial, watch this. If you're the child of God and trying to follow Jesus, every little thing you run into, God brought it there for your good. It's for you. It's for me. You think a little nothing, but you worry you to death, but just stand there and let God. God just testing you. That's all he's doing. You've got to learn that if he brought me over yonder, he can bring me over here. You just got to stand there. I don't care how close it is to you. You just got to stand still and trust God. You got to have some crazy faith.
Yeah.
Can I say crazy faith?
Yeah.
Show me some crazy faith, Reverend. When Peter walked out on that water, he had a crazy faith.
Right.
Have some crazy faith.
Yeah.
It takes some nerve to step out of a boat to walk on some water. Read next verse, brother. Bless his holy name. Yes, Lord. Listen.
I know both how to be abased.
Listen to that.
And I know how to be abound.
God Almighty.
Everywhere and in all things.
Lord have mercy.
I am instructed both to be full.
Listen.
And to be hungry.
God Almighty.
Both to abound and to suffer need.
Y'all see it now?
My Lord.
Now, we ain't betting Paul, is we? He went through with it. Why can't we go through with it?
All right, sir.
Again, God ain't promised you nowhere in the Bible that he'll give you a bunch of money.
That's scripture. You're right, Pastor.
Nowhere in there.
Yes, sir.
He said, I'll supply your need. Here, Paul, who can be Paul being a Christian? Nobody. But look what he went through with. He didn't do nothing to nobody. God, when God straightened him out, he got on God's side. And here, Paul said, I know both. Lord have mercy. See, some of y'all been in the world and come out, you don't know but one side right now. Especially some of you young folk, you ain't been through with nothing. Don't know what to do when you got here and you have little silver shoes on your feet. Born in the best hospital it could be. Never been hungry. Always had clothes. Never been barefoot. Never had no holes in your socks. Never had to put no paper in the bottom of your shoes. You don't know nothing. And you think you're going to be like this always when you follow Jesus. Now we don't run into it. Now you throw your hands up.
Yeah.
But I don't bother nobody. Paul didn't bother nobody.
Preach, Evan.
Jesus didn't bother nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, that much. But Paul said, I know how to be low.
a base. I know how to be at the bottom. In other words, I know how to be at the bottom. And when I got down at the bottom, I went down here, oh, Lord, you don't let me out by myself. Ah. Y'all know how some of y'all cry. Bottom.
Yes.
Need everything. Ain't got nothing. Hungry. In jail. In prison.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
At the bottom.
Yeah.
I know how to be like that, Paul said.
All right.
We think we better than Paul? No. God have no respect of person.
Yeah.
When you said you gonna follow Jesus, the same thing is for you and I. He could have left it out the Bible, but God said, put it in there. They got to know this too.
Yeah. All right, Pastor. All right.
When he got to the bottom, he didn't go sell his body.
All right.
He didn't go get no drugs to sell.
Yeah.
He didn't go start stealing.
Yeah.
He stayed there and trust the Lord. Tell the Lord, get there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act crazy. I'm going to stay here and wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Man, you better have some sense, man. I'm going to wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
God promised never to leave me nor forsake me. God ain't going to put you in it, but he ain't going to bring you out of it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of trust we got to have in God.
Glory to God.
And then Paul got to talking. He said, now I know how to move better. I know how to. To abound. I know how to be low. I know how to get up the stairs. With a plenty. I know how to act. When I get up here, I ain't going to act like I'm more than you. Got more than you. Ain't going to look down on you. Because I've been down there. And when you've been down there, you know how to act when you get up there. Because we got a lot of folk up there doing well, but they never been what? Down.
Amen. Amen.
They don't know what hungry is. Hold him. But I see some saints in here who come from the cotton field.
Come on,
buddy. Yeah.
Come on, you got it.
I see some saints in here who didn't have nothing, really didn't have nothing. You can hear them old sister get to bragging about God. And I didn't have 2 biscuits, but about 6 children. I don't know what happened, but when God get through with that woman, she could go in that kitchen. She could stir up a meal. I don't know how in the world she going to get it. Then you got a biscuit look like for everybody. All these 6 children come out with a belly full of food, and we don't understand that, but they put their trust in the Lord.
Yes. Yes, sir. Amen.
Yeah. We know about some of this stuff. When it get able, we get barefoot. Ain't got no shoes. I said barefoot.
Reverend.
Go all down in ditches.
Yes, sir.
All through the wood, barefoot.
Yes, sir.
Some of these children can't walk on the floor now barefoot because it hurt their foot. It's a miracle how God can fix that thing. He know we didn't have nothing, but he kept us from not cutting our feet.
Yeah.
No, we had no money to go to no doctor.
Yeah.
We cut our hair, we do make a cut. God get the mama, and mama get some soot.
Yeah.
And put down in the soap.
Yeah.
And the next day the soul almost healed.
Yeah.
We didn't understand God done all of this because mama didn't have nothing and they depend on God.
Yeah.
You put some sun in a soul night, a blood party. Care seen when you make a cut. All that kind of junk.
Yes,
carousel and.
Yes.
Yes, sir,
yes. Yeah. But this new crowd coming on, they ain't been through nothing yet. Yeah, they don't know about going through nothing.
Yeah.
But Paul said, I've been down and I've been up.
Yeah.
I know how to act both ways.
Yes,
when they ain't got nothing, I just wait there on the law.
Yeah.
I ain't going to steal. I ain't going to let nobody come talk me into stealing nothing. I'm going to wait right there on the law.
Yes, yeah.
God bless you, Pastor.
In everywhere and in all things. I am instructed,
uh-huh.
Both. God, I like that both, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Both to be full,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be what? Hungry.
Yes, sir.
My Lord, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Listen at this. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing. Listen at me now. Hungry.
Yeah.
Some of them ain't never been hungry. Listen. Here they go. See, in these last days, Sister Nevin, we got to make them eat. Come on, eat your dinner, boy. I ain't hungry. Well, I ain't gonna make him eat. He ain't hungry. I got so hungry, I wouldn't wish you gonna get through cooking when I was coming up. Three meals and snacks. I know somebody know what I'm talking about in here. We ate that breakfast. Now, in a sense, Mama said, now it's on you to supper. Bubba, watch us though, boy. We gonna sell 10 canes and iron.
Right now.
Go down and get some 10 canes. Go to the Mole Coal Yard and sell it.
Yeah.
And get about 50 cents.
Right.
And go buy some big moon. Big moon.
Yes, sir.
Go to Deacon Wilson down there and get a nickel worth of souse meat.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go to Deacon, bless his heart, he's going to be the Lord. Now, we go to Deacon Wilson, sometimes we ain't got nothing. We say, Deacon, let me have some big moons and some south meat. I'll pay you. You know what Deacon said, what's going to happen? I said, I'll pay you Wednesday. He said, what's going to happen Wednesday? He know we didn't have nothing. Went to Carver School, didn't have no lunch. But we know Professor Cobbs. Who went to Cobb School? Down there in Cobb School. Y'all know Professor Cobb. Ain't nothing. But my mom and daddy knew Professor Cobb.
Amen.
And many times I don't went, he in heaven now.
All
right. If he'd come here and bab me out, he said he ain't lying. I don't been to Professor Cobb. I said, Mr. Cobb, mama said, let me have a dinner. She'll pay you. Okay, boy, go and get it. Can I get happy?
Get happy, Reverend.
That means you have to be careful when God gives you something. Don't ever forget where God done brought you from. I'm not boasting, I'm not bragging, I help anybody. I always helping folks. Ain't bragging, ain't boasting. Because I know where I come from.
Mama.
That's what God does. He don't give you a pack of money. He don't give you this and give you that. You got too much already. And you ain't helping nobody with it. Everybody ain't gonna have what you have. Now you ought to share some of the stuff you got.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Mama.
Tell it, brother. Tell it.
nothing more blessing to give than what? Receive. Try it and see. Try it and see. I dare you to try it and see. We don't learn. They're going through our tests and trials. In these last days, folks jumping off bridges and killing themselves and killing the whole family. Because the job don't shut out on us. Because these young folks don't know what's going through. But we don't know. It's a learning thing. How to be hungry. I know how to suffer need. So we get the children what they want all the time. You just run them. That's all you're doing, running them. Little Susie got to have everything. Got to have everything. Mama, I don't want that. Well, go and get to it. Yeah, yeah, get to it. Don't get. You don't give them everything they ask for. Now they've been brought up getting everything. Now they married a husband, got a job, ain't making but $10 an hour, $5 an hour. And she want everything.
Right.
Make it $5 or $10 off, you're gonna get everything. But that's the way they brought up. If you can't take care of me, I'm going back to mama. Well, hit the road, Jack. Going back to mama.
Hallelujah.
I'm doing the best I can. Amen. You just spoiled. The learning thing here, buddy. Yeah, if you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to go through some tests. I declare you're going to go through them. It be tested a lot of time. A lot of time being tested when something happened to you. Don't take that God mad at you. It's tested. God training you. Because some on down the road wasn't there what you just got through with. I'm going to tell this story. Come to me. Yeah, yeah. Say, tell it, Reverend. Okay, all right. I told y'all, well, I'm going to tell it again because we're hitting that in here. I was on 65. I told you, and I was on my way south. I'm going to come to hit 59. I ran into a storm on 65. I mean a bad one, boy. Oh, you ever run into all that once?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Dog, you run into darkness lacking. You can see sheets of rain, paper flying. Everybody's stopping. I was going 65, about 70, 65. Before we parking on the high, up on the bridges, something said, keep on going. I kept going. But look at me, I was doing how much? 65. But I dropped down to 20. Listen now, listen. Watch this. I'm trying to show you something. I dropped down to about 20. And when I got down to 59 and finna go hit off of Delta, and I got about 4 blocks from that, and I ran into the sunshine.
Yes, sir.
And when I ran into the sunshine, I looked to my left and looked back. I said, boy, look at that dark cloud. That's when God spoke to me. God knows I'm not lying. He said, see? He was telling me something. The folks under the bridge is still there.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Reverend. I hear you.
Amen. Amen.
You kept going.
That's right.
It slowed you down, but you kept.
Yeah. Amen. Work it down.
You can't park on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Come, you meet a storm. If you got to crawl, keep going. And if you keep on going down the right highway, the sun gonna shine. God ain't left you. You just went through a test. He be training you to keep going. Ain't no telling how long the cloud gonna be there. But they still left. I'm under the sunshine. I was doing 65. I was doing. Now I got 20. Now I'm getting back on my what? 65.
Amen.
God wasn't through with me yet, boy. He said, every human being got his own highway. He was talking to me. I'm not lying. You got yours. I got mine. Look what he said now, Sister Killian. He said, now, what happened, what in your highway already there before you was born.
All right.
You going to run into it. Second time, you may be doing fine right now. Doing fine, but there's some more things on down. You going to run. That's your personal thing already there before the foundation of the world. Going through your testing, your suffering, your trial. If you're going to follow Jesus, you're going to go through tests and trials. Yes. You can't stop. You got to go on. It's slow you up, but keep going.
Yes, sir.
Get scared to death. Yes. All of us get like that sometimes. Yes. But when you don't learn, when God don't brought you through, you got to know now. Paul said, I don't what? Learn. Never forget when I bought my first house down there. And the first brick house down in Bustos. Yeah. I just want a brick house. And a couple $11,050. $82 a month.
What you say?
Basement, dining room, living room, three bedroom, a basement, and all that, you know. $11,000. Well, that back way back there. Now watch this now. Just started working at Wooders. It hadn't been a year since I worked there. And I got scared. Got scared. Just started working. I hadn't been working a year. My wife, but she encouraged me. Sometimes you got to encourage one another. I worried about her. Look what she said. That turned the whole thing around. She said, William, don't you worry. We're going to make it. I'm so scared. I wasn't behind on my notes, Sister Wallet, but I went up there, doctor. I said, I'm even walking. I have a count with y'all. And I said, what you want? Let me get pull your records. Pull my records. Come here. Well, what you want? I'm going to let you know I'm laid off. I laugh at it now, y'all, you know, but I'm scared to death. Well, what you want? I'm laid off. No, that lady said, well, wait till you can't pay it. Then you come see me. But I didn't have to go back. God fixed it for me. I read, I know God will fight your battle if you just keep still. You can't give up. You got to go on. The devil bring everything in your mind.
Yeah.
Catalog number 0937.
God knows he'll take care. Look at that next verse. Oh, I want to get through that verse. Hallelujah. That's his holy name.
I can do all things.
Listen to that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Which strengtheneth me.
Yes, sir.
See, no one said, I can what? God Almighty. Watch this now. Don't look at it that I can just start a walking water. Don't get that crazy now, you know. He wasn't looking at it like God ain't talking to us like that now, okay? You know, jump out the airplane, I fly. I can do all things. Yeah. Uh-huh. Y'all got to get the thing right. Ain't that right, y'all? Rebels, I can do all things. I'm going to jump off. Oh, you better stay on me. He ain't talking like that. Watch this. I can do all things according to his will. According to his will. If it's his will, I can do all things through him. Not your own self. He's going to do it through me. According to his will. You don't do crazy things. The devil have you doing crazy things.
Yeah.
Look what the devil told Jesus. Jump off this temple. That's being tempted.
you know, putting your hand on cars, that'll help things like that, you know. You just greedy. Sometimes you're just greedy. Yeah, you wait on your turn to get a new car. Yeah. I can do all things. Do quite well. I'm going to put my hand on this Mercedes Benz. And somebody at this church right now, you know. No, they gone. But anyway, he told me, he said, the mama went up there and claimed, he's going to, you know, claim this new car. Just standing with the hand on the new car, claim this car. She said, I'm going up and claim this car. You know, y'all here will tell you, she'll tell you about it. She stayed there, practiced up all day. She said, mama, come on home. You know, you ain't going to get that. Come on, please come on home. Don't do crazy things like that. Yeah. That's being tempted by the devil. Yeah. Sometimes folks just want things. Not the matter their need, they just what? Want it. And if you stay with God and stick with him, he'll give you some of the things that you what? Want. So suffering following Christ, yeah. Trials, yeah. Tests, yeah. Affliction, yeah. Anything may happen. Yeah. Don't be surprised. I told you on last time what Peter said. Don't be strange. Don't be fearful when strange things happen. You may wake up in the morning, I told you, chicken fellas growing out on you.
Yes, sir.
I mean it. I know it sounds funny. We'll go through all, the devil may do anything to us. God allow it to happen.
Yeah.
To test you out. Yeah. Just like he tests Job. God said, go try my servant, Mary.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But don't do this, don't do that. He gave him the way he had to do it. Yeah. But your job is just to wait on the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Trust in God. I'm going to trust God that I'm still in his will. Yeah. I'm going to trust him that I'm still in his will. And if I'm in his will, he's going to take care of me.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
So you're going to suffer because you live godly.
That's right.
Yeah.
But Jesus said, I overcome the world.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah.
If you stick with me, have your trust in me.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil, let God doing stupid things and crazy things. And God know, God know he'll take care of you. I don't know what else I'm gonna go through with, but I know he will do it. So hold your head up. Live godly for him. Live righteous for him. Live holy for him. Yeah, folks gonna talk about you. Yeah, you're gonna be tested. All that gonna happen to you. But just stand still. The devil wants you to do crazy things. Tip you to do crazy things. Sometimes your friend comes to your house, because you dish you that, you know, your note behind, and you know what you're supposed to do, you know. Oh, you watch all that kind of jive. See, God ain't gonna tell you to do nothing wrong to get no money. I said, God ain't gonna tell you to do nothing wrong to get no money. You know that's not God talking to you. I had a dream. What the dream about? I dreamed I went to gamble and I got $15 million. That wasn't God talking to you. That was the devil talking to you. And it got quiet. I know half of y'all gamble. I know that. Time to spend your light bill money and I'll come to the church. I want my light bill paid. I'm behind. You're going to stay behind gambling. The devil let you win some every once in a while. Now you got hooked on it.
Yeah.
Everybody gamble, raise your hand. Let us all stand.
It wasn't nothing.